You're listening to Men's Total Health. Call in now to ask about men's health with Dr. McGuire from the Walter Center of the North Shore University Health Center.
Welcome to the Men's Total Health Show. David Hochberg on the line with us is Dr. McGuire, Michael McGuire from North Shore University Health Systems. We're going to be talking about urinating today. I know it's a big topic. I just did it myself about 3 minutes ago right before the show. I dropped in, let's talk about sex, baby, because you know, if you don't have a good crank, you're not having sex and you're not peeing. So, doctor, welcome to your show. Why don't you introduce yourself real quick, bud?
I'm Michael McGuire. I'm Chief of Urology at North Shore University Health Systems, and we're here for all of your urologic needs. Give us a call, 847-503-3000.
Well, you said you wanted to talk about people urinating, Doc. What's the main thing you want people to know?
So that, you know, urinating is something we all do, and right. It is something that as everybody gets older, it impacts on your life. And, you know, Freud a long time ago talked about, you know, different stages in development. And I see people whose urinating is so bad that they go into a cocoon and they become so socially isolated that they don't do anything and they're afraid because they might wet themselves or they may have an accident. And 99.9% of that stuff is all preventable. So if you're having a problem like this, and even if it's not anywhere near that severe, there are very effective, often very minimal treatments, which will make you a lot better. So this is not something you should fear about, but this is not something you should also put in a closet and completely ignore, because sometimes it's the sign of something bigger, but often it's something that I see every day and make a ton of people so that it's not a bother in their life at all.
What's your phone number up there, doctor?
847-503-3000.
847-503-3000 if you want to reach Dr. McGuire and his staff of experts up there in Glenview at the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital. Dr. McGuire is the head urologist at North Shore University Health Systems. So I've got a marketing idea. I know we're going to be talking about, you know, urinating and people having troubles and what you can do to solve it, but I've got a marketing tip for you. You know, I'm a big hockey fan, and I know you
sure.
are as well. Big, you know, Go Hawks, start of the season, I think this coming weekend. Whenever I go there, you know, you have a couple of, I don't drink beer, so, but a lot of people do. A lot of people have liquid refreshments. I get one of those 40-ounce Diet Cokes to get me through the game. And the average bladder holds what before you have to tap it? What's the
typical
bladder?
Half a liter. So 40 ounces. So let me be. So, you know, 10, 15 ounces.
Okay. So I'm going two times a game. Okay.
Right.
And or two times during the game, maybe one time after the game to get me back home to Northbrook. So I think what you should do is and talk to Mr. Carroll about sponsoring all the urinals at the United Center, because I'll tell you what, it's like literally walking into an outhouse there at the end of the game, because either these guys have got extremely bad aim, right? Because as you get up, I don't mean to be like, you know, grossing people out. I'm just telling you the facts there and why they don't come through with the mop between periods. I don't know. Maybe, you know, a little tip to the United Center. You know, Brian's going tonight on my ticket. So, Brian, if you got to pee, make sure you pee early and pee often, because if you pee late, you're going to be stepping in another man's urine or a bunch of men's urine because they go all over the freaking floor. So, I'm 47, okay? I'm in halfway less. I'm in less worse of a shape as I was than I was 2 months ago. I'm working my way up to getting in good shape again. And
how is the Ebola EWAC situation?
It's all good. It's all good.
All right.
I'm waiting for the CDC to come back to tell me exactly what was black and growing in my ears, but so far so good. I'm waiting for that report. It usually takes 21 to 48 days is what they tell me. So, but what is it about men as you get older that, you know, it takes longer to urinate, number one. You've got the post-P drip, as I like to call it, the PPD. Well, you know, when you put Mr. Happy back in your pants, and then here comes another shot of urine, and then it looks like you peed all over yourself. And is there anything that guys could do, like women could do, Kegel exercises to tighten up that area down there so you're not peeing all over yourself after you hit the urinal?
So the key is the prostate. So the prostate is something we've talked about with prostate cancer, but prostate is really it's part of sexual function. It's part of the urinary control mechanism, and for whatever reason God made it, starting about age 35, every guy's prostate starts to grow again, and it actually becomes much bigger. And when you urinate, you have a bladder. Bladder is just a storage mechanism. It allows the urine to sit there so that you can go intermittently instead of continuously. Your kidneys make urine all the time, but you theoretically have a bladder so that whatever eats you doesn't want to just trail along the path of urine. So you have this bladder, and then the bladder has muscles on it, and it just pushes the urine through the prostate and out the urethra. What happens is, as your prostate gets bigger, starting about age 35, that prostate's like a donut, and you pee through the hole in the donut. And that hole in the donut gets smaller and smaller over time. And it can go anywhere from, usually it starts out with, yeah, you have a little dribbling after you urinate, or maybe you're getting up at night. And it can get so bad as to make it so you can't pee at all. And it used to be something that was so bad you couldn't pee at all, then your kidneys would fail and you'd die. So there's some benign little thing all about sex, but it can affect you in many different ways. The good news is there's lots and lots of ways to fix this with minimal side effects.
So can guys do the Kegel technique that women do? And the phone lines are open if you have any questions about men's total health, about your health, about if you're a woman, you have any questions about your urinary problems or urinating problems, 312-521-8600, 321. Yeah, call 321 and start talking
ask
about your
about
penis.
Their prostate.
Yeah, that'll be great. That'll be a great call. And then there'll be Trace and the cops will come back. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600 is both the fax line, is both the phone line and the text line. Phone and text is the same number. So if you're listening on your phone and you don't want to call in, you can shoot us a text at 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Is there any such thing as a men Kegel exercise? Because I do it during my radio show when somebody just gets me going and I'm about ready to go off. I squeeze real hard. I kind of do like a stand-up crunch, and I just brace myself so I don't say anything stupid to get me kicked off the air. But is there anything that men could do to tighten up that area so you're not peeing all over yourself?
So the problem with women is that the area gets loose. Often as women get older, especially if they've had some kids and things like that, that area gets loose. The problem with men is that the area gets tight. So in effect, the Kegel exercises for the vast majority of men are the exact opposite of what you want to do. There's not really anything you can do to help with this. There is a study which every male urologist likes to quote, that the more sex you have, the smaller your prostate is and less likely to have symptoms. So, you know, you have to tell your significant other that, you know, you got to help me prevent having problems peeing. But
hold on. Can you go back and can I get a note to give to my wife tonight?
So what? So that there is a study, and it's of questionable value, but it's good enough, and, you know, I like the results, so I quote it, in that the more ejaculations a guy has, the less problems he has with his prostate.
Really?
So, you know.
So my wife will be increasing my health by having my chance of having problems in my prostate if she has more sexual relations with myself.
Exactly.
Or if I just ejaculate by myself.
Yeah, and now she's, you know, her quality of life goes down. But that's a different story altogether.
I apologize before before the activity anyway for the disappointment that I'm about ready to perform.
Yeah.
All right, here you go. Here you go. Does sex lead to a healthy prostate? That's from the 630 area code, and I guess you just answered that question.
Absolutely, and your body's like a Ferrari. You got to take that thing out and get rid of all the carbon every now and then. Run that sucker around and put it through. It helps lubricate everything and makes it work.
And you're not trying to be funny or trying to be serious, and I am going to be serious here. How many times a week should a male ejaculate in order to have a healthy prostate in your experience? Is there a set number?
There's not any set number, and we don't know that, but as long as not interfering with your work, there's no proof that the more the better is not true.
Okay. So how do you know if you have a problem?
So there's a couple things. There are reasons you absolutely need to see a urologist. And the first is, of course, can't pee at all. All right? I have one of my favorite patients was 95 years old, and he came in to see me because he hadn't peed for a week. And I said, what do you mean you haven't peed for a week? He says, well, everything else stops when you get older. He thought that you would stop doing that, too.
How doesn't he go toxic? I mean, isn't that
absolutely
bad?
Absolutely. What happens is the urine backs up into your kidneys. Your kidneys don't work. And as I said, that used to kill people. So fortunately, we got him taken care of and do things like that. But he was real close. And that's what happens is you got to come in. And so, but most people, when you present, you know what it feels like when you can't get to a bathroom in time. It hurts. And if your bladder's really full, it really hurts. So most people come in right away because of the pain. Another reason to see is blood in the urine. Blood in the urine can be normal, but it can also be a sign of bad things like cancer and stones and infections and things like that. So if you got blood in the urine, you got to see us. The other thing is if you're going every 5 minutes, we commonly see people who say, well, I'm peeing, it's just I'm going a little bit every 5 minutes. Well, they're just taking a little bit off the top, and they're just like the guy who can't pee, except they're just having a little bit off the top to make it so they're not in severe pain, but their bladder is still at high risk of being toxic.
And then I'll tell you, a lot of guys probably were just like this 90-year-old guy, Doc, where they're just like, whatever. You know, I'm 90. It's been a good run. I haven't peed in a week. I made it through the Great Depression, and I was in World War II. I didn't eat for a week, or I ate dirt in Germany. Yeah. So I haven't peed in a week. What the hell's wrong with these people?
You know, well, he told me, he says, you get to my age, a lot of things you don't do what you used to do. And, he didn't know if that was normal or not. But everybody should pee. It's an important factor of life. Now, how much you make depends on how much you drink. You drink a ton, you'll urinate a lot. If you drink very little, you'll urinate very little. But, we talk about drinking 6 to 8 glasses of water a day. Water is great for suppressing your hunger instinct.
Yes.
Water is great for preventing kidney stones. But I've had people who drink so much water, they're peeing every 5 minutes. Their system is absolutely normal. It's just trying to process all the water they're doing. You're still on that diet?
Yep. I'm drinking 100 ounces of water a day, three 1-liter bottles of water every single day. So I'm peeing like a freaking fountain here. I mean, it's like Buckingham Fountain going off down there in my groin.
And that's because your system's working fine. If you just fill it up, it's going to empty. That's what you want it to do. But, I see people who come in and they have, 6 grandes from Starbucks a day, and they're like, all I'm doing is going to the bathroom. Well, of course you are. That's because of that. So you got to control how much you put in, and that affects how much you put out. But I also see people who come in, and because they're urinating so often, they're drinking 1 glass of water a day because otherwise they pee so much. That's not good for you either. You got to be able to drink enough so you can stand up without getting dizzy.
I'm telling you, Doc, you should think about this. You should get a hold of your marketing department, and you should think about sponsoring the urinals at the United States. And I'm not being funny here. I'm being 100
right.
As serious as a heart attack. And you should put up, because I'm a marketing guy, right? I talked you into doing this show about penises once a week, and here we are. about sponsoring the urinals and having sayings. Is this the sixth time you've gone to the bathroom this game and you haven't and you haven't had a drink? Okay, you might want to give us a call at 847-503-3000. And because, you know, guys are Neanderthals. Okay, I admit it, right? I've lost 25-30 pounds. I'm still wearing 40-inch pants because, and they're falling off my body because, but I could go to the Gap and get new jeans. I just haven't got around to it, right?
So when's the last time guys got together and they talked about how they're peeing? I mean, let's be honest about it.
This 1913. Okay.
Exactly. And the reality is this affects every guy. This is going to impact on nearly every man. If you live long enough, are going to have problems urinating. And it's something I can fix fairly easily for you. There are very effective treatments. And so we got to get the word out to say to the Neanderthals, hey, you know, this isn't something you have to live with. And, you know, if you're dribbling in your pants, if you're getting up at night 14 times and you can't sleep through the night, you know, if you're always tired during the day because you're getting up so many times at night, these are significant problems and things that can be fixed.
And how do you fix it? Is it, you know, because I'm not a big fan of the knife.
Okay.
I had surgery 2 years ago when my L4, L5 ruptured, and when you called in that prescription to Walgreens for me that I laid on the side of the dirty, disgusting sidewalk in like DEFCON 7 pain, and nobody came to help me out, even though I was right underneath their security cameras. So, you know, is it?
But you don't hold a grudge.
I don't hold a grudge at all. You know, just lying on the disgusting, dirty floor, you know, city sidewalk underneath their security camera next to my car. It was great. But I had surgery. Okay,
right.
And because I needed surgery, and I really didn't want surgery, but my doctor Shapiro said, great guy, said, hey, there's no way. All right, I did the steroid pack. I called you. I asked you, hey, doc, what do you think? And you're like, David, you know, if it was my back, I'm getting cut. And by the way, I had that surgery a couple of years ago.
Yeah, because you couldn't move your leg.
That was a minor problem. I couldn't walk up the stairs. We're friends. I held out a long time before going under the knife. Can this fix be done without getting cut?
So it starts beginning. So when people come in and they say, you know, I would say a good 50% of the guys who come to me have, usually their wives make them come in because their wives are afraid they've got cancer because they're peeing a lot. So the first and most important thing is going to the bathroom a lot for guys, starting usually at age 50, sometimes it's a little early, but about in your late 40s or above, is almost never a sign of cancer. So this isn't cancer. So you don't, you know, I've got the people who come in who are, I won't go in because you're going to diagnose me with cancer, and if I don't go in, I can't have cancer.
Oh, that makes a lot of sense. Okay.
Yeah, so you're right. All right. But there are those guys who sit at home going, I'm not going to tell anybody about this because they're going to find it.
Now it goes to their liver and other parts of their body, and then they die 3 weeks later.
Right.
Genius.
So we don't want that. But the reality is, this is not cancer. And it almost never has anything to do with cancer, but this is common, and this occurs with everything. So you come in and see me, and I get a urine test on you. I'll often do an ultrasound to look at your bladder. That's, you know, it's just like your wife had it, to find out if she's having twins or triplets or things like that. Doesn't hurt. We'll examine you. We'll make sure we don't find anything bad. And then I'll sit and talk with you and say, here's what we found. You got the beginning of this, and we don't have to do anything. If, you know, and a lot of guys walk out going, good, that's what I wanted to know. We're just doing fine. And the reality is, for most men, we treat it when it's starting to interfere with their lives.
Yeah, hang on. Is that done through a blood test, or is this, go pee in a cup and we'll be able to determine it through
pee in a cup and let me examine you.
And how long does it usually take to get the results back from the labs?
Oh, this is a 3-minute thing. You pee in the cup and I dip it and I'll tell you that minute.
Oh, so it's kind of like a pregnancy test? You dip
exactly.
it in?
Exactly.
Oh, yeah. Really?
Yeah, you just come in the office, we do that, and then I do an ultrasound, and you know, it's a 5-10 minute the physical examination and that part of the procedure. Then we talk, and the talking part of it is, for many men, a much longer part. And we start out with the discussion going, okay, there are reasons I have to treat this, and that's what we talked about before. You're peeing every 5 minutes. Your bladder is completely full. You're at risk for damage in it. Your bladder is really like a rubber band, and if you stretch that rubber band too far, it won't snap back. But if it, so I got to make sure you're not stretching that rubber band so far that it can't snap back. So that's one of the things I check on you. And then I check to see, is there any blood in your urine? Are you getting infections in the urine? Urine is a great place for bacteria to grow because of all the nutrients and things that are in it. And so if urine's sitting around in your bladder, you tend to get infections. So we check for men, particularly older guys who get infections, to make sure that this isn't the cause of that, to prevent that. And then we talk about stones and we talk about these things. But in reality, for most guys, the first thing we find out is this bothering you? And there's many guys who can manage this just by drinking a little less water after they go to bed at night, all right? And I got a lot of guys who do behavioral modification. If they're going to go on a long car trip, they don't drink anything. As long as you're not chronically dehydrated, that's fine. But there are a lot of guys who need something more, all right? So the first thing that we talk about is the herbs or the over-the-counter things. And if you've ever heard Joe Theismann in the middle of the night talking about his prostate formula and things like that.
He used to go to the bathroom five times during a game.
Yeah, well, and that happened, and Lawrence Taylor broke his urethra when he broke his leg. So
yeah, right, exactly. Compound fracture of his leg and urethra. His urethra was sticking out of his body when he completely collapsed. Wow, that was a hell of a kit, baby. I remember that. Yeah, still gives me the willies.
Yeah, well, especially when they kept showing his urethra on TV. That was bad. But anyway, so the answer is that the herbs are something which in the studies show they're a little better than placebo, okay? And I've had a lot of people who do real well with them. Now, is it something that in the scale of things, it's a BB gun. But if you're only having minor symptoms, this works well. What I tell people to do is if you're interested in this, the classic one is called Saw Palmetto, and it's Saw, S-A-W, and this is something that, like a saw, like you cut with, wood with, and this is used to, you take it and you go to GNC and buy the pure saw palmetto, all right? Mm-hmm. And for many people, this works great. Use whatever dosage is recommended on the bottle because...
What does it do? I mean, what does it do in your body to get the results you're looking for?
Yeah, nobody really knows. And that's one of the problems with all the herbs and things like that. They're not well defined as to the actual mechanism that they work on. But for some people, particularly if you've got very mild symptoms, it can make it so you go less often. So nothing wrong with that. There's no proof it makes you any worse. And no proof it makes you does any damage to you other than lighten your pocketbook. But, you know, if you are interested in that, that's okay. There are prostate formulas and things like that which often have steroids in them. And steroids are medicines, if you look at the what are the ingredients on the bottle, if you see something that ends in OL, like sterol or things like that, and those things can have problems, and so I try and recommend that my men not use those as options. So try the saw palmetto if you want to try an herbal remedy, and if you don't want to try that, then I got lots of other options for you.
So why is it with the OL to stay away from products with an OL? That have because, OL in it, I should say.
Right. They end in OL, and because those are steroids. And they work on your prostate in different mechanisms, and they can actually make prostate cancer. If we haven't diagnosed you with prostate cancer, there is very much a concern that those medicines could make that grow quicker or things like that. We just don't know what the effect of them is on the prostate. So I just tell my patients, you don't want to try that without the knowledge of what it's really going to do to you.
Well, we got a text message here from the 847, Doctor. What is your opinion on fat burners? I guess the, you know, GNC sells that and a couple of other stores like GNC. We're not picking on GNC here. Sell fat burners if you're trying to lose weight. You know, are those products any good?
So I don't know. And the answer is a lot of those things make you drink more water and they make you be more active and things like that. Are they active? Do they help with the actual fat burning? I'm not sure. And the answer is, I don't know of any damage that they do to you. There used to be these protein shakes to help you build muscle and things like that. And those cause kidney failure and cause problems. I don't know that those are still on the market, the specific ones that did that. So you got to be careful when you use this stuff. But, you know, that beyond that, we want to talk about, you know, as far as the urinating, that stuff doesn't seem to affect in any way, good or bad, helping you to pee.
Well, here's what I'll do. I'll 847, do me a favor. Text me the name of the product that you're considering taking, and we'll go online, Doc, and we'll get the ingredients in that product.
Okay, and, we'll take a look.
And what we'll do is we'll go through the ingredients, and if it's got anything with a OL at the end, right? That's what you want to stay away from. And if you're African-American above 40, you have a higher risk of prostate cancer than a white guy just because you're African-American. That's another thing I've learned over the past couple of weeks. Does his practice – here, we got another 630 is a big texter today. Does your practice doctor treat intertrigo? Intertrigo. I-N-T-E-R-T-R-I-G-O. Do you know what that is, Doctor?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, it maybe he does if you spelt it right. So why don't you send another text to 630 with the proper intertrigo. Have you ever heard of that?
I don't know what that is.
Okay. Well, obviously he doesn't treat that because he probably... I know
what most of what I treat, but maybe it's a different name for something.
Intertrigo. Well, I do have fat fingers, and sometimes when I send something on a text, it comes out a lot differently than I intended it, if you know what I mean.
And Lord knows autocorrect is not always a helpful thing.
It's not always the right is the correct. But listen, when you have that meeting with John and Carol Walter about sponsoring the urinals, and I really think I'm digging this idea, and you could have a text line set up over the sinks, right? Because you don't want guys texting while they're peeing. You don't want them texting while they're driving or peeing because we'll have bigger problems. Here, they just sent it back. It's inflammation or a rash that forms in warm, moist skin areas, often in bodily folds, etc.
Oh, okay. So basically that's a yeast infection. And basically we see this all the time. So, you know, this is something that all wet areas, body folds can occur, and this is something we see all the time. The answer is to keep it as dry as you can, and that often the usual things that grow there are fungal things, and so the over-the-counter things, and this is what, you know, jock itch are things like that.
And I'll tell you what, Gold Bond medicated powder, are you a big fan of that?
Hey, any of those things that work are very, very effective.
I'm a blue Gold Bond medicated power guy. I've progressed up to the blue. It's like, and anybody listening right now, if you want party in your pants, fireworks downstairs, you start out with the yellow, right? Because that's the basic. Then you graduate to the green. When you can handle the green, you take a step up to the blue. And that'll get you going in the morning. That's all I'm saying. Okay, Doc?
Is that what was in your ear?
Yeah, no, that wasn't in your ear. Right? Maybe that explains some things, because that would definitely explain some things. 312-521-8600. Maybe the powder fumes wound its way up in my ear and compacted in there. 312-521-8600. 312-521-8600. Text line is the same number, 312-521-8600. Is that what guys get, commonly referred to as boob sweat as well? Guys,
sure.
I before I started losing weight, I was a C cup, and now I'm down to an A+. Can that happen in that area as well?
Oh, sure. Any place that sweats, and any place, especially if it's dark and moist, is a great place for fungus to grow.
Well, there you go. All right, Doc, we got to take a quick break. During the break, I'm going to have Brian Jones, our trusted producer over there, go online to GNC and find out the fat burner product that he sees all over the place and try to find ingredients for that so we could read it during the show and get our 847 an answer to see if it's going to cause any bodily damage to them. But we're talking about men's peeing or women's peeing as well. If you're a woman and have any questions about urinating, 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Phone line and text line. We'll take a quick break. Be right back. Trying to get you in the mood, Doc. Trying to get our listeners in the mood.
You know, I was really afraid. You said that over the break you were going to get Brian, and I thought he was going to go watch you pee and make sure everything was okay. I was, you know.
Hey, how you doing? I'm doing all right. What are you doing tonight? We start out with, you know, what's about sex, baby, and then we roll with this coming out of the break. All right.
All right. Well, you know.
So here's what I got. Listening to the Men's Total Health Show right here on the GWGN.FM. Dr. Michael McGuire, head urologist at North Shore University Health Systems. He is broadcasting right now from the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital. If you have any questions for Dr. McGuire and the great doctors of the North Shore University Health Systems, give Dr. McGuire a call at 847-503-3000, 847-503-3000. We're talking about peeing today, which is hopefully you're doing that a couple of times a day, at least once or twice a day. And here's what we got, Doc. I looked up something. It's called, ready for this? Jet. Yeah. I went to GNC just to get some type of jet fueled fat burning thing, and it's made by GAT, GAT, German American Technologies, Jet Fuel Pro, 120 capsules. So here's what it says. Okay, Jet Fuel is a 4-stage thermogenetic formula with key ingredients that support and protect your metabolism's ability to burn more fat. Pyro has been formulated without yohimbine. Okay, alkalides to make more appealing to advanced users look for a cleaner, smoother energy experience. Liquid caps now have been made even more powerful in addition of Micron RD, micronized rapid delivery system. So here's what it's got, Doctor. Okay.
Okay.
Serving size is 40 per container. It's got 24 milligrams of vitamin B, 3 milligrams of B3. 3 milligrams of B6, 330 mcgs, what is that?
Micrograms.
Micrograms, thank you. B12. And then it's got 1,848 milligrams of the following. Sesame seed oil, German migloid oil. I don't see anything with it. Well, that's got an O-Y.
O-I-L is not the same as O-L.
That's got, that's got O-L in it. German migloyol oil. So that's not good.
Well, I don't know. You know, I don't know what German migloid oil is, but okay. I usually have that at night, but
it's delicious with on toast. CLA, conjugated linoleic acid, caffeinated andros, panax, ginseng, green coffee bean extract, guava extract, fuxithin, grapefruit extract.
Watch yourself.
I know. That's an actual ingredient. But you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to send this to you, and I think we should email this to you, and the next show come back and
we'll take a look at it.
Take a look
see
at
what
it.
Can see.
It boosts thermogenesis up to 12%, all this stuff. So we're going to send this to you and see what goes
on. If you're trying to lose weight, the answer is eat less, exercise more. And the way you increase your metabolism is exercise. Use more energy. Walk up and down stairs. Park farther away. There's not really a supplement right now that is going to really turn this on, because if there is, we'd be giving it out left and right. It's simple, though. Eat less, exercise more. The more you exercise, the more calories you use. It's no different than your checkbook. If your checkbook puts in, if you take out more of your checkbook than you put into it, your balance goes down. That's how your body works, too.
312-521-8600, 312-521-8600 is the phone line and the text line. We got Brian coming back in here. I was on the GNC website looking for fat burners, and I kind of shut down the text line, Doc. So we got a number of texts today. So hang tight, texters. We're gonna bring you back online right now. So we got the text line back up. Thanks, BJ. We're good to go. Does his
so let's
practice?
Talk about,
go ahead. What do you want to talk about?
You know, we got guys that come in and they've got more of a problem than the herbs. Than the herbs help them with, and it's really screwing up their life. So what do I do for them? So the first thing we do is there's really two classes of medications that work for this. The first class are medicines which relax the prostate. This is medicine, you've probably seen it on TV, called Flomax.
Yeah.
There's Rapaflow, Uroxetrol. They're all the same medicines. And these are medicines which were derived from a blood pressure pill. And they're very effective medicines. They occur pretty effective within a week. And I give them to guys. Side effects are usually none. Most people tolerate them well. I will say that the side effects can be, if you stand up too quickly, you can get dizzy because they dilate your blood vessels. That's what they do. And then the other side effect that some guys complain about, and it's more with Flomax than Uroxetrol, is they have an erection, they have orgasm, just nothing comes out. All right? So if you're trying to get somebody pregnant, it is not something we want to give to you. But most men don't notice any significant.
Hang on. Hang on. How do you have an orgasm and nothing comes out? It's kind of like, what the hell are you talking about?
All right. So when you have an orgasm, so your prostate sits right in the middle between your bladder and your urethra. All right? So when you pee, there's essentially two doors that open. There's a front door and a back door in the prostate. So the back door opens, the front door opens, and urine comes out. Did you ever think about when you have an orgasm, why no urine comes out? All right? That's because the back door closes, the front door opens, and so urine can't get from the bladder to the prostate, but the semen can come from the prostate out. When you take this medicine, some men, the back door is open. The back door is always closed. That's why they're having problems peeing. By opening this door, then when a guy has an orgasm, the semen goes back into the bladder instead of out. It's the path of least resistance. Next time they pee, it just comes out. As long as you're not trying to get somebody pregnant, doesn't interfere with anything in any way.
Wow, I didn't know that. What percentage of the patients does that happen to?
It's, you know, 20, 30. It's not huge, but some guys really don't like it. And so then we talk about other options. But that is a potential side effect. But again, the vast majority of guys that I put on these medicines, they're like, you know, it's like handing out candy in my office, is that they do great on it. They, you know, they sleep through the night. They can go to meetings. They go through a whole movie, and their lives have been great. There's another class of medicines. It's that changes the hormone status in the prostate. There's these medicines that's called Avodart or Proscar are the two names of these medicines. And what they do is there's testosterone, and then in the prostate there's something called dihydrotestosterone, which is like 1,000 times more powerful. And if you block that conversion from testosterone to dihydrotestosterone, you can actually shrink the prostate. The problem is it takes 6 months to do this, and it only works about half the time. And so for men, if you come in to see me and I say, I'm going to give you a medicine and I'll see you in 6 months and see if you feel better, most men, you take that in combination with the Flomaxes of the world to get you to do better. But most guys do significantly better on those pills. So I can say, if you walk in my door, I'm going to tell you, most guys, I'm going to say, everything's okay. Is it really bothering you? No. Okay. If it's really bothering you, my next step is medication. All right. And then those guys, most of them, get significantly better and will stay better for decades.
Is it more of a woman telling their man, you know, their man, their husband or their boyfriend, hey, stop screwing around and get in? Or is the guy saying, hey, I got a major problem, you know, I got something wrong with my motor down there. I got to get it taken care of. Is it more the man or the woman that's leading the charge on this?
It's about even. And, you know, the dramatic cases are the ones that come in automatically. These are the guys that, you know, woke up and couldn't pee. They ended up in the emergency room. They go to the emergency room and they put a catheter in. A catheter is basically a tube that goes up the penis into the bladder, allows the urine to come out. Well, most guys that have that done once don't want that ever done again. And so we talk about how to guarantee that's not going to happen. But then they're the guys who are wetting themselves all the time and just socially say, I can't live my life like this, or I can't go to a movie. I can't do things like that. But a lot of times it's the wife or the significant other saying, hey, you got to get in there and get this fixed.
All right. And we have we have an intent listener here, doctor, who's fascinating about this. He keeps emailing us. He's asking, how long does that side effect last? Do you know which side effect he's talking about?
I'm assuming the retrograde ejaculation, that it is often as long as you take the medication from that. There are different pills. There's Flomax, there's Rapaflow, there's Uroxetrol. In my experience, the side effect is least common with Uroxetrol. So for younger, very sexually active men, that's usually the medicine I try for that. And now there are the men who, despite all these things, they still are having problems. So now we got to talk about surgeries.
Well, hang on one sec. Is this a young man's problem too?
I see guys in their 30s or 40s all the time who, you know, it's screwing up their life.
What about in their 20s? Brian, our producer, I think is like 21. He looks like he's 16. Does he have any problems to worry about in his 20s, or is he 24?
Oh,
yeah, Brian's 24.
He's got lots of problems to worry about, but not urologically at this point.
I understand. He's very talented. I just want to make sure that he didn't have to worry about problems with his crank for the next at least 6 years, Brian.
For at least 5-6 minutes.
Yeah, for 5 to 6 minutes and start really worrying about it. Listen, everything goes to hell when you turn 30 anyway, so enjoy the next 6 years of your life, because I'm telling you, you go right into the wall at 30 and stuff starts breaking down and you start throwing your back up, putting your underpants on. Okay, I'm just telling you what you have to look forward to. So,
And then you get married.
Well, that was the brick wall I was talking about, doctor.
Oh, okay.
312-521-8600. 312-521-8600 is the phone line and the text line. So, Brian, you're good for another 6 years, 5.5 years.
At least till Gary Myers' show.
Yeah, at least till Gary Myers' show, and then you're good to go. Which Gary's show coming up in 15 minutes. So stay tuned for that. So that's what he was talking about, Doc. You hit it on the head. The retrograde ejaculation. So tell you what, 630, if you have any questions, obviously you've got some interest in what Dr. McGuire is talking about. And if you're like our texter from the 630 area code, thank you for listening. And if you don't want to send in any text messages and or call into the show, 312-521-8600 phone and text line, give Dr. McGuire a call at 847-503-3000, 847-503-3000. Dr. McGuire is the head urologist, chief urologist at North Shore University Health Systems, broadcasting today like he always does at the John and Carol Walter Urological Center at Glenbrook Hospital in the beautiful town of Glenview. Doctor, what else you want to cover in the last 10 minutes of your show?
So if things are significant and bothering you, mm-hmm. that there are ways to fix this surgically. And the advantage of surgery is we fix it. You don't have to take a pill the rest of your life. And usually these surgeries are something that are good for 10 to 20 years and often have few side effects. There's something fairly new which just came out, just got approved this year with the FDA, and we're the first center in Illinois doing these operations. It's called a UroLift. And what this is an operation where we basically go in and just tie your prostate open. It takes about 10 minutes to do.
Okay, so hang on one sec. You say go in. Are you going in through the penis?
The holes God gave you.
Okay.
So
good morning. And I assume the patient is out like a light.
So the reality is, in January, we will start doing these in the office. This is something we give you just a little local anesthesia and are able to go up through there, and we numb you up.
And you, are completely out of your mind, okay? I'm just telling you what I'm just telling you, friend to friend. If I ever need this, I'm going OR, I'll be knocked out, and I don't want to wake up until my penis feels better, which will be about a week. So,
well, for you, you know, I got special equipment.
I'm sure you do. Right. Exactly. You're going to put me on the gynecological examination tables and use the calipers. I understand, but I'm just trying to. So seriously, it's done in your office in January.
In January, it's done in the office. Right now, the government doesn't pay for it to be done in the office, so we do it in the operating room under a little sedation. It takes me about 5 minutes to do this. And what I do is I go in with a special device that the FDA approved last year, and basically we tie open the prostate. It's been around, they presented two-year data with it last year, and it's great. It provides equivalent results, if not better results, as far as helping you urinate better, making your symptoms better, as the pills, but without the sexual side effect. There's no retrograde ejaculation reported with this. So for many men, rather than take the pills and being dizzy or failing to ejaculate, this makes a lot of sense. And when we can do it in the office and it's fairly cost effective in that manner, that we have a good operation for that. You have to have a certain configuration of your prostate for this to work. And sometimes I can't do that, and then I have to do a surgery where I use a laser. And for the laser, where I scrape out the prostate, prostate is basically like an orange. You've got the peel of the prostate, or the peel of the orange, which is where most cancers occur. The fruit of the orange is where the blockages occur. I can go in, take out the fruit, leave the peel. Well, the peel is the part that controls sexual function. The peel is the part that controls the urinary control mechanism. So when you may have heard somebody who said, I'm not going to have prostate surgery, I'm going to be impotent and incontinent, that's not true for this kind of prostate surgery. That's the kind we talked about last week with prostate cancer. That's the risk of that operation. This operation, those things are much less common.
So the recovery time, Doc?
Outpatient surgery.
Okay.
Go home that same day. Most people go to work the next day.
Any discomfort? How soon until you get back into trying to have sex with your wife?
Because most people don't.
Notice how I said trying. Okay.
Exactly. Well, yeah. I'm married. I understand.
Just want to clarify that.
Yeah, it's been 20 years for me.
Yeah, I feel your pain. Yeah.
So most people don't take any pain medicine afterwards. You may have a little burning, you may see blood in the urine on or off for up to a week, up to a month even from that. But most people do really well with it, and, you know, it's all on the inside, you can't see any cuts, and most people feel pretty well. Most people refrain from sex for about a week.
Really?
Yeah.
All right, so it's not that bad. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Go to Dr. McGuire's webpage on WGN.FM's website to get podcasts of Dr. McGuire's previous shows that we've done over the past 4 to 6 weeks. If you want to reach Dr. McGuire during the week at his office during regular business hours, 847-503-3000, 847-503-3000. I want to thank the 630 texter who is enjoying our show. He wants us to turn it into a cable show, Doctor. He's enjoying
it. He wants pictures?
Yeah, he wants pictures. He's enjoying it so much. So, and he's very happy that we're the lead-in to Gary McGuire. Gary Meyer's show, so which is coming up in about 7 minutes. 312-521-8600, 312-521-8600. Thought of the day, Doc.
One more thing about the operations for your prostate. You know, this has been going on for as long as there have been men, and you may have had a dad or a grandfather who went to the hospital and had their prostate roto-rooted, is what we used to call this. And that was an ugly operation. You bled like a stuck pig. You were in the hospital for multiple days. And a lot of guys were never quite the same after that. Things are a lot better. And if your dad had a horror story, or your grandfather, or your uncle, those days are not the same anymore. So don't be afraid of that. Come see me. I can help you.
Phone number at the office, doctor?
847-503-3000.
Go to WGN.FM for podcasts of this show. We're going to specially send it to the texter that that's enjoying listening to our lead into Gary Meyer show coming up in about 6-7 minutes, so he could have the full show. I'm sure he just tuned in, getting ready to hear Gary's show. And he missed a lot of valuable information, doctor, that he could go to the website to get. 312-521-8600 is the phone line here. 847, more importantly, 847-503-3000. 847-503-3000. Dr. McGuire, head urologist at North Shore University Health Systems. Want to appreciate you taking the time to share with us another hour and doing another show, Men's Total Health Show here on WGN.FM. Phone number to reach Dr. McGuire, 847-503-3000. 847-503-3000. Talk to you next week, Doc.
See ya.